Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Do you always buy the small loaf of bread because you have a small family? Then here's something you'll be interested in. When you buy butternut bread, you don't have to worry about the size of the loaf, even if your family number's just two or three. Because with butternut, you can bank on fresh, tender slices right down to the end of the loaf. Butternut, you see, is specially baked to be fresh when you buy it and to stay fresh till you eat it. And furthermore, butternut goes faster, too, because it's so extra good. So next time you shop, don't hesitate. Don't grope over those bread shelves. Don't guess, squeeze, or doubt. Just reach for...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. See that true-to-life picture of those fresh white slices. And be sure of what you buy before you buy. Buy...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
The Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Vengeance of Laughing Lou. Guthrie, Texas is east of Lubbock and within the Great Four Sixes Ranch, which covers 206,000 acres. Guthrie is in King County, hard by the dry South Fork of the Wichita River, which flows only in times of heavy rainfall. In the day of the famous Cisco Kid, the town not only had no law officer, its residents weren't sure who was sheriff of the county, this because it was so remote, all of which was greatly to the advantage of Laughing Lou Mason and his henchman Fritz Cape, who, as our story opens, are riding into Guthrie.
Yeah, that deputy sheriff star you're wearing, Shula, is good on you, Lou.
I wonder what the sheriff said when he found it was missing, huh?
He may not even know it. He wasn't in his office, you said, when you walked in and took it.
Oh, wasn't anybody in the office. I sure aim to work this badge in Guthrie, Fritz. I'll get even with the coyotes.
Was it horse stealing George Frayne kicked you out of town for?
I borrowed a horse from his livery stable. You understand?
Sure, Lou, sure. No offense.
But Frayne thought I was stealing it, and he got a committee of men to order me out of town. That was 3 years ago. I've had some experience since then.
Yeah, I sure wouldn't want to get in no gunfight with you, Lou.
I reckon I can hold my own with any of them. Well, Fritz, here's Frayne's livery stable.
Yeah, and Frayne's coming out of the stable office. Oh,
Parker. Yeah. He's the hombre that I mean. Well, that daughter of Frayne sure has grown up into a fine-looking young woman.
Dad, it's Lou Mason.
That's right, Miss Sally.
Deputy Sheriff Mason, begging your pardon, ma'am.
Well, what do you want, Mason?
You're under arrest, Frayne.
Under arrest?
What for?
Why, it's this here livery stable of yours is too close to the street, Frayne.
But that's ridiculous. There's no sidewalk here anyway.
Look, since when have you become a deputy sheriff?
You find out. Get them hands up.
Why, you...
You better do as he says, Dad. Don't take any chances.
Mighty wise, ma'am. Mighty wise.
Well, tie this prisoner up, Fritz, and keep him in the harness room. Then come night, and when I've tended to a few more jobs here, we'll start out for the county jail.
This is a frame-up, pure and simple.
Suppose you find somebody in town to stop me, then, Miss Sally?
I know who can and will stop you. That's the Cisco Kid. And I'm going after him right now.
You want me to stop her, Lou?
No, let her go. But follow her and report back to me. For a long time, I've been kind of hankering to meet up with that Cisco Kid.
We leave this country very soon, Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
We can leave any time now.
And we tell the Señor Albuquerque this is a good rancho country, huh?
We will tell him it is fine rancho country, amigo.
Then we move here, no?
Well, that is up to him, Pancho. All Señor Morrison asked us to do was to look over this Texas country and give him our opinion. And that we will do.
It's a fine country, Cisco, but Pancho like to get back to Arizona. We not make no friends here.
Well, that is only because we have been in the town so very little, Chico. But I am certain the people are friendly.
Yeah, you come on now.
See, well, the señorita. Hold on, hold on.
Oh, the pretty señorita.
See, Pancho.
It's a funny thing, Cisco.
Yeah, what is funny?
Pretty señorita is always nowhere to find Cisco.
Well, a little joke, amigo. But this señorita looks troubled.
Whoa, boy. You're the Cisco kid, aren't you?
Si, señorita.
You were pointed out to me when you stopped at our post office last week.
Can we help you?
Well, I... Yes. Yes, you can. Did you ever hear of Laughing Lou Mason?
Laughing Lou Mason. Laughing Lou...
Don't you not hear him, señorita?
Mi compañero and I are strangers in this country.
Well, no matter. This Laughing Lou Mason is bad. Bad all the way through. He hates my father because Dad sent him to... He made him leave town for horse stealing several years ago.
See?
And now Mason's back wearing a deputy sheriff's star. He's arrested Dad on what I know is a trumped-up charge and... I'm afraid he'll kill Dad. I wonder if...
We will go with you, señorita. And if this Laughing Lou Mason is as bad as you say, we will do our best to help you.
You've been doing some hard riding with that horse, Fritz.
Yeah. I'd better get word back to you as soon as possible.
Well, what's the story?
A frame girl met the Cisco kid and his partner and talked with him, and Cisco's riding this way with her.
Well, most likely she asked for his help.
Yeah, most likely. She said he's the one would stop you, Lou.
Reckon we're going to have some fun before all this is over.
I ain't so sure it's going to be fun. From what I hear about the Cisco kid, it's safer to fool around with dynamite.
You want to back out, Fritz?
No, but
wanna
I just
want to... get back to your horse and ride out of town?
I'm with you, Lou.
And don't talk scary. Sit down here now, and we'll figure out what we're going to do.
That old man frame tied up?
Yeah, he's in the harness room. I'll get even with that high and mighty hombre.
You ain't really going to take him to the county jail, are you?
You think I'm crazy? What we're going to do is to make out like we're starting for the county jail. And then when we get a ways out of town, we'll tell Frayne we've thought it over. And it's all a joke.
You going to let him go?
When he starts to walk away, that's when I gun him down. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
What about the Cisco kid?
I don't reckon I'll arrest him, Fritz. I'll arrest his partner instead.
If Cisco will stand for it.
Oh, sure he will. From what I hear, he's got respect for the law, and he'll step careful when he's dealing with what he thinks is the law.
I don't see what good it's going to do to arrest Cisco's partner, Lou.
Chances are, as soon as it gets dark, Cisco will try to get his partner out of the harness room.
Well?
That'll give me a good excuse to gun him down. He won't draw on the law, unless he has to. We'll keep an eye on him and see what he does. All told, I reckon Cisco will serve our purposes better if we leave him at large.
The first thing I want you to do, Cisco, is set my father free.
That is understandable, señorita.
Maybe Cisco better do what Cisco thinks the best, señorita.
Oh, I know what's best in this case. And after
that... Suppose we wait and see what happens. I would rather not make plans ahead of time.
But I tell you, this Lou Mason is bad clear through. That should be enough for you to know.
Every side has two stories, señorita.
You mean you're not going to set my father free?
I mean nothing of the kind, señorita. But only a fool says what he is going to do before he knows all the circumstances.
Well, I never.
There's a livery stable down the street.
That your papacito's stable?
Yes.
And the two men sitting out in front of the stable?
The one in the gray shirt and the black neckerchief is Lou Mason.
And who is the other one?
I heard Mason call him Fritz. That's all I know about him.
Cisco find out who he is.
Oh, devil, who?
Whoa!
Down off your horse, Pancho.
See, Cisco.
Are you Lou Mason?
Yeah, that's right. You're the Cisco kid.
On what grounds did you arrest Senor Frayne?
On good and sufficient grounds, Cisco. Now, I don't have to explain that to every hombre that comes along.
Poncho, I'd like to know that, too.
The reason he gave was that the livery stable was too close to the street.
I reckon that's right, Miss Ellie.
Nobody ever asked nobody for that business before.
In what county do you hold office, Senor Deputy?
In this county. What do you think?
But if Lou wants to go outside this county to make arrests, he'll do it, see?
You're the tough one, too, no?
Keep that trap shut.
You're making...
Quieto, Poncho. Mason, I would like to see your papers of identification.
Oh, you would, huh? you hear that, Fritz? He would like to see my papers of identification.
Maybe he'd like to see your birth certificate, too.
Yeah, sure. Cisco, I'm showing you nothing. Now get going out of here.
For heaven's sake, are you going to stand for that, Cisco?
Do not talk to Cisco that way, bandido.
What's this? You calling me a bandit, fat one?
Pancho.
Yeah, Pancho calls you bandido, bandido.
Reckon that's grounds for arrest, Lou.
Yeah, I reckon it is. I'm taking you in for bringing false accusation against an officer of the law.
What does that mean, Cisco?
I do not know how the sheriff's department in this county interprets law.
Poncho, not go with him.
You better come peaceable, fat one.
See, amigo, perhaps you had.
What? Perhaps he had.
Poncho, not either right, neither, senorita.
I said perhaps you'd better go with him, Poncho. But Mason, deputy or not, I give you this warning. If you harm Poncho or Senor Frayne in any way, you will wish to your dying day you had not.
I got a great mind to call you on that, Cisco. Right now, with guns.
That is your privilege. Well, I'm waiting.
No. Later on. Not just yet. Fritz, put the fat one with Frayne.
With pleasure. Come on, you.
Poncho, I don't understand this, Cisco. You never had Poncho be arrested this way before. Maybe you got the plan.
I'll see you later, Cisco.
I understand it, Cisco, if your partner doesn't. I understand you're just an out-and-out coward. You're afraid of Lou Mason.
I have no explanation to make, senorita. For the time being, we will let it go at that.
It's almost dark outdoors now, Senor Frayne.
Yeah, and I'd welcome a change from these blasted ropes they've got me tied with.
Did you tell me Mason takes you to the county jail tonight, senor?
That's what he said.
You get a change then, no?
Too much of a change, I reckon. That Lou Mason's a mighty dangerous crackpot.
Do you not think he's the deputy sheriff?
No, I don't.
Well, Pancho tells you something, senor. And Pancho thinks it over and he decides Cisco got the plan.
Well, I sure we should hurry up with it.
Cisco never leave Pancho in danger yet. And Pancho know he not leave Pancho in danger now, and so I...
Listen.
Huh? Pancho, see, Cisco. What did I tell you, senor?
Shh. Make no noise.
Poncho, right here, Cisco.
Bueno. Cut the ropes off you. Now follow me.
But, Cisco, senor, a friend here, too.
Right now, I can do nothing about that.
But Cisco, you can...
You heard me, Poncho. I'll explain later. Come along.
You ain't leaving me here like this, are you?
I am sorry, senor. For now, we must leave you.
Look, Cisco.
Quieto, senor. Out through the window, Poncho.
Si, Cisco. But Poncho don't understand...
You will. Out quickly. Come on,
see. Poncho, get out. Now, you come out, Cisco.
See, amigo. There. Now, come this way, Poncho.
Just a minute, Cisco. I knew you wouldn't leave your partner in there without trying to get him off.
Helping a prisoner escape. That's a crime in these parts, ain't it, Lou?
Yeah, it sure is. Open up on the both of them, Fritz, and shoot to kill.
Unable to see the two killers who have taken cover, Cisco and Poncho are in grave danger of being shot down. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
The setting is your house at breakfast. The cast, a family of happy, happy folks. Because look, there's a loaf of the new and extra tempting butternut wheat bread right in the middle of the table. And say, there's toast that really makes a breakfast a breakfast. This brand new bread is making a hit at every meal all over town. Just try butternut wheat bread and see if this isn't the finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast or a big hearty sandwich for Dad's lunch. Yes, sir, try butternut wheat bread right now. Everybody's trying it. Everybody's saying, the smoothest, richest, freshest wheat bread I've ever tasted. And say, here's extra good news. Just like butternut's picture wrapper on white bread, butternut wheat has a picture of quality right on the wrapper, too. Not blue and white like butternut white, but red and white. So look for the only wheat bread in the wrapper that lets you see what you buy before you buy. Butternut wheat bread in the red and white check gingham picture wrapper. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt.
Now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Vengeance of Laughing Lou. When, just after dark, Cisco rescued Pancho from the livery stable harness room into which Laughing Lou Mason, pretending to be a deputy sheriff, had thrown Pancho, he found that Mason and his henchman, Fritz Cape, were waiting outside. Mason at once ordered Cape to open fire. Now...
Down, Pancho. Down.
Where those bandidos?
Never mind. This way, Pancho. Run for the corner of the stable. Come on.
Get up, Fritz. Get up. I'm trying to.
That bullet killed Pancho on the ear.
Another step or so. We'll be out of danger. There. Were you hit, Pancho?
No. Pancho not hit, Cisco. Now we'll go back after those bandidos.
No, Chico. We are going to get on our horses and ride east to the town of Benjamin.
Why we ride there, Cisco?
Because the sheriff is there, and I want to talk to him just as soon as possible.
But Cisco, Pancho still don't understand. Do not try to save Senor Frame, and do not fight against a bandido Laughing Lou Mason.
Pancho, listen to me.
Huh?
We know nothing whatever about Senor Frame. He may be a bandido.
But Cisco, you couldn't...
By the same token, even though I doubt it, this Lou Mason may be a real deputy sheriff.
But you got to go and...
carrying out the sheriff's orders. Now, we are going to be sure of what we are doing. We are not going to go against the law.
Well, see, Cisco know best.
Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, 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 go!
Hey, Lou, how much longer are we going to hang around this stable?
Oh, 2 or 3 more hours, maybe. I want to make sure everybody in town's asleep before we take Frayne out of here.
Well, that makes sense. Some of them hombres might follow us with rifles.
It's a cinch that Cisco Kid won't follow us. You see how fast him and his partner got out of town after we took a couple of shots at him?
Yeah, something's wrong about that.
What do you mean, something's wrong?
I never yet heard anybody say Cisco was a coward, even his worst enemies.
He's yellow clear through. And what? Hey, who's this?
It's a girl, Lou.
She brought some food for my father. Want him to have it.
Pretty spunky little trick, ain't you?
Stand aside.
Well, sure, why not? I got no objections to your old man eating. And Fritz, you better go in there, though, and make sure she don't try to help him escape.
All right, Lou. I can see from here, though. But with that lamp burning in the office.
Coyotes.
I got a great mind to take her along with us.
She'll just be a nuisance.
She's always hated me and kind of held me in contempt. I won't take that from nobody. It'd serve her right to see her old man shot down right in front of her eyes.
You sure are cold-blooded, Lou.
Yeah, no point in being any other way. That's what we'll do, Fritz. We'll take her along with us.
Town of Benjamin, not a very big town, Cisco.
Yeah, we do not care about that. Now, let me see. The hombre back along the street said the first house on the right would be the sheriff's house.
There's the house, Cisco.
Yeah. Ho, diablo, ho.
Oh, look, ho, look, ho. There's no light in the house. The sheriff's not home.
Yeah. He may have gone to bed, amigo. It's quite late.
Yeah, we wake him up, no?
If he's in the house, we will.
Pancho, I think he's in there. If he's there, that'd wake him up.
What in thunder you banging on that door for?
We want to talk to you if you are the sheriff.
Well, I'm the sheriff, all right, but I just got to sleep. Oh, thunderation, wait a second.
He want to stay asleep too, no, Cisco?
come in, come in. Get a light going.
Gracias, señor sheriff.
Gracias, señor sheriff.
Yeah, man, the sheriff and business can't get no sleep at all. Now, what is it? Say, you're the Cisco Kid, ain't you?
Si, Sheriff.
Well, yes, thought I recognized you. I used to live down Arizona way. Why, sure.
Tell me, Sheriff, do you know an hombre named Laughing Lou Mason?
Know him? Well, I guess I do. That sneak and thief and imposter, what about him?
Is he a deputy sheriff?
Well, not by a long shot, he ain't. Well, I wouldn't no more have that scoundrel
you
for
a deputy. You call him sneaking and thieving, but is he a killer?
Well, reckon he is, Cisco. Fact, I know two killings he ought to be in prison for. The only thing is, they can't be proved against him.
You better come with us, Sheriff. Put on the pantalones.
Yeah, but where'd you run into Lou?
He's over in the town of Guthrie.
Great snakes. He after anyone over there?
He has Senor George Frayne under arrest.
Yeah, that follows. That sure follows. Wait, where's my shirt? Where in time is my shirt?
You got it on, Sheriff.
Oh, so I have. So I have. Quit that blasted giggling. It confuses me.
Excuse Pancho.
Perhaps Pancho and I had better start back without waiting for you, Senor Sheriff.
Well, maybe so, Cisco. I want to get two or three of the boys together. Go along. Laughing Lou Mason, hey? Why that murdering scoundrel? Why that buzzard?
Let us go, Pancho. We may not have a moment to waste. Gracias, Senor Sheriff. We'll see you later.
I can't make Lou out, Sally. I got a hunch he's not taking me to any county jail. But he keeps saying he is. Then he laughs.
The man's crazy, Dad. Absolutely crazy.
Well, the thing is, how are we going to break away and escape? I can't do much with my hands tied behind my back this way.
I don't know. There's some moonlight. Enough to see.
Well, that don't help any, daughter.
It might. Suppose I could grab one of Lou's guns out of his holster.
Well, maybe...
We'll see what a little flattery can do. Up, boy!
Wow! What are you doing up here with me, Miss Sally?
Any objections if I ride alongside you?
What's your game?
You're awfully suspicious, Lou.
Why wouldn't I be? You never gave me so much as a second look before.
Things were never so I could. And don't forget, you never tried to make yourself agreeable. Not really.
Ride over here closer, Miss Sally. I want to get a look at your face. Maybe you mean that.
Maybe I do. And then again, maybe I don't. Stop that horse.
Whoa.
You too back there, Cape.
Good girl, Sally.
Why, you double-crossing little wildcat?
I'll get that gun for you, Lou.
You stay where you are,
I'll... get it back myself. There we are. Yeah, not so smart after all, are you? Looking back at Fritz with me ready to grab that gun. Yeah. Get down off of your horses.
You sidewinders.
She's fixing to cry, Lou.
I wouldn't give either of you the satisfaction of crying.
You, Frayne, come down off that horse.
Hey, easy, man.
You bully!
Now get up on your feet, Frayne. All right. I reckon me and Fritz is getting plumb tired of you and this daughter of yours, so you can get out of here.
On foot.
You mean that, Mason?
Sure, I mean it.
Well, come on, Sally.
No, wait, Dad. He doesn't mean it. The minute you start walking away, he'll shoot you down.
Get going, Frayne. I'm gonna enjoy this. Now get going.
No. No.
Hey, Lou. Look. Riders coming this way.
Let him have it.
Bandito, you have shot at me just about enough. Into him, Yalo. Get out. Into the other Bandito,
Lou. I'll take that gun of yours, Mason.
Oh, no, you don't.
Why, Thunder Sally is the Cisco Kid.
I said I would take that gun, and I meant just that.
All the wind knocked out this Bandito, Cisco.
Bueno, Pancho. This Mason Bandito is giving me trouble. But the trouble will not last long.
Look out, Cisco. This one got the gun.
I'm going to get you, Cisco. Guess again, Bandito. All you are going to get is a trip to jail, along with this card of a partner of yours.
Pancho, I thought you said all the wind had been knocked out of this Bandito.
Pancho thinks so, Cisco, but he must just play the possum.
Tie the both of them, amigo. The sheriff will be along soon.
Si, Cisco.
Yeah, I'll set you free, Senor Frayne.
Oh, thanks, Cisco. Man, you sure can handle yourself in a fight.
Yes. Yes, he can.
There, Senor.
Cisco.
Si, Senorita.
If you'd like to ride back to Guthrie with me...
Pancho will ride back with you and your father, Senorita. I'll wait here for the sheriff to arrive, if you do not mind.
Cisco, you were mean not to ride home with us last night.
Mean, senorita?
Mm-hmm. Weren't you?
Well, I did not intend to be. Someone had to stay with those two bandidos.
I know. I'm just joking. Dad and I are very grateful to you.
I am glad Pancho and I got there in time.
Oh, I'm the one who was mean to you. You're anything but a coward, and I'm sorry I said that.
Oh, forget it, senorita. You had a right to say it.
Cisco, you and Pancho are going to ride this way again, aren't you?
Who knows? Perhaps. Why?
Oh, just because I want you to.
That should settle it, then.
And to prove I want you to ride this way again.
See?
Just this. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, senorita. Si, Pancho.
We ride to Albuquerque now?
Si, Chico. We will ride to Albuquerque now.
And then after that, we ride to see Pancho's cousin in the loop, Porfirio?
Si, Pancho, si. That makes the fourth time I have told you we would ride to see Porfirio.
Gracias, Chico, gracias.
Why are you so anxious to see Porfirio?
Because he got a dog that do tricks.
A dog that does tricks?
Si, obrigado.
Well, will he bark when told to bark?
No, he not bark.
Well, then, will he sit up and beg when told to?
No, Cisco, he not sit up and beg.
Then how can you say the dog does tricks?
Well, that easy, Cisco.
And tell me.
Because when Porfirio tell him not to roll over...
See?
The dog not does roll over.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
And while Cisco and Pancho ride away for another adventure, let's talk about an adventure in good, rich flavor. Have you tried butternut bread yet? Well, fellas and girls, next time you go to the store for Mother, you just try this. On those bread shelves, just pick up any loaf of butternut bread. Notice that picture on the blue and white check gingham wrapper. See how fresh and white and tender those slices look. Well, that's how fresh and white and tender you can expect it to be inside, too. You see, butternut shows you the quality inside from the outside. You can always be sure of the bread you like for tasty sandwiches, for crisp golden toast, for bread and butter at mealtimes. And something else, fellas, butternut bread is mighty good for you. It's enriched with a pack and parcel of quick food energy that you need every day. So join the gang now who sing out for...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Just look for the blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper with the picture of quality right on it.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.